Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Breiris, Perikei, Mishnah Vav. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Breiris, Perikei, Mishnah Vav. Hashoichet es Abchar, so Mashach Zabchar, Umacharai. And he sells the meat. V'noi, then afterwards we find out, Shloi Hero, that he never showed it to an expert prior to the Shechita. So this meat that he sold is Aser B'Achila, and it's Aser B'Hana. Sagt the Mishnah, well, Masha Achlu, whatever he ate, whatever the buyers ate from, Achlu. They ate it. For who? And he, the seller? Yachslam and Sadam has to give them back the entire money that they paid. Wait a second. I, the seller, is going to say, but you already ate part of the basar. You had it for supper. No, this is a knas that Chachamim put on the seller, that he was goyrim for the purchasers to eat meat, which is asr. Umashalo yachlu, in regard to the meat that they didn't eat yet. Habasar, that meat you cover, has to be buried, like the din is with a pchar tamim, that died. Bchar that didn't have a mum that died has to be buried. V'hu yachsalhem es adamim. And he has to return the money to them. Because this is considered a mekach ta'ais. Chen ez yelechet zog tamish levaiter ha-shechet es a part of the summa shecht sehi kao. Umachara sells the meat. V'noid, then they find out she treifa. That it was a treifa. It was an animal that couldn't live for 12 months. Which means that the meat was asr bi'achila. You weren't allowed to eat it. Masha achlu, this that they ate, achlu they ate. But v'yachslam es hadamim, the seller has to pay back the entire amount. He can't say, well, part of it you ate already. L'maisa, you had supper. No, you have to pay everything back. This is a knas because he gave them to eat meat, which is asr. Masha loy achlu, in regard to what they didn't eat, hein yachziru lo yasabasa, they return the meat, v'yachslam es hadamim, and he returns the money that they paid for it. Mecheruf, the people that bought it, sold it, l'nachrim, ayetelu l'klavim, or they used it to feed their dogs. In both cases, what they did was mutter, and they had hana from this basar beheter, because they're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell basar treifa. Basar treifa is mutter b'hana. The Torah says, beferish, you feed it to the dogs. That's a reward for the dogs, and not barking in Mitzrayim. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, yishalmu loy d'mei treifa. They do have to pay the seller. Only the price of treifa meat. In other words, treifa meat is sold for less than kosher meat. So let's say, he told them the meat is kosher, so he sold them for 100. Really, the meat was treifa, could only be sold for 50. They paid 100, he gives them back 50. And here we don't say that we punish him, because l'maisa, the seller, didn't cause the buyers to be over any aveira. By them selling it, or feeding it to animals, they weren't over any iser. It's mutter b'hana. That's the reason the seller only has to give back the difference between the price of a treifa and the price of an animal that is kosher. Now, the halachis of mekach tois are very complicated. Mekach tois means when you buy one thing and you're really getting something else. Major sugya is in the sechtes, bava kamla, bava metzia, bava basa, a little bit of each. In our Mishnah, we have just the basic. We just touched the tip of the iceberg. Let's chazer over. Some Shach Sabchar sells it, and afterwards we realize he never showed it to a mumcha. So this Bchar is Aser Banam in HaTorah. Because if he didn't show it to an expert, we assume that the mum is not a mum. By the way, even if afterwards it turns out that a mumcha was by Degit, and he says, no, it had a mum kvua, it's still Aser Medrabana. So I sold someone a Bchar. Turns out later it was never shown to a chacham. Whatever the people ate, they ate. It doesn't make a difference. I have to return all of the money. I can't deduct what they ate. If any of the basar was left that they didn't eat, I have to bury it, because that's the halacha with a bchar tam. Bchar that didn't have a mother that died, it has to be buried. I still have to return all of the money. Some shechts a cow, sells it. Then it turns out it was treifa, so what they ate, they ate. The moicher here too has to return to the lekeach. The seller has to return to the buyer all of the money. Even what they ate, that's a knas for giving people to eat basar, that's asr b'achila. If they didn't eat it, then they return it to the meicher, and again, the meicher gives them back the money. If they took this basar treifa, which they didn't know was basar treifa, and sold it to non-Jews after they knew it was treifa, so they had to sell it for a much cheaper price, or they did something else which is mutar b'achila, they used it as fodder. So you have to figure out what treifa meat is worth and what they paid for, and he has to give them back the difference. Someone sells to his friend something which is asr b'achila midrabanan. By the way, if the meicher is still around, the one who buys it returns to the meicher what he bought and gets his money back. But if he ate it, if he ate everything up and it was an Issa D'Rabbanan, the Meicher does not have to give him anything. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Chayshe Mishpat, Reish Lamed Dalet. You can look it up. Someone sells to his friend something which is Asr Bahana, whether it's Asr Min HaTayr, whether it's Asr Min D'Rabbanan, the Meicher returns the money, and it's Bechlal not a sale, because the fact that you ate it already doesn't make a difference. It was Asr Bahana anyway. I can't say, well, you ate it, I should give you back the money. It wasn't a sale, and nor I take any money from it. What I sold him was Asr Bahana. Okay, you could go on to the next Mishnah now. If you want to listen, so let me share with you a nice piece of Torah. This comes from the Nesivei. The Meshech Chachma discusses this as well in Parshas Shoftim. Generally speaking, of course, there are many differences in halacha, and it depends on the circumstances. If I sell someone something which is Asr Min HaTayra, and the man eats part of it, and he finds out, it was Asr Min HaTayra, I have to return the whole money to him, including what he ate. If I sell something which is Asr Min HaRabbanan, and he ate part of it, so I don't have to return the part that he ate. What's the difference? So the Nesivei says like this. There's a fundamental difference between an Isser D'Rabbanan and an Isser D'Oraisa. An Isser D'Oraisa is an Isser Cheftza. Isser D'Rabbanan is an Isser on the Gavra. Let's say a Rebbe says to a class, right, there's candy on my desk. I don't want anyone to take it because it could, chas v'shalom, be poison. I don't even want you to touch it. And the Rebbe runs out to Chveis to get help with the candy. Someone takes the candy and looks that it does something with it. So there's an issue that he didn't listen to the Rebbe. A bigger issue is, he's in trouble. We have to call poison control. He can get sick, chas v'shalom. But let's say the candy is a perfectly good candy. But the Rebbe says no one touch it. Rebbe walks out and someone eats it. So that boy did something wrong. But that's between him and the Rebbe. Isser D'Oraisa means there's something wrong with this. Someone consumes an Isser D'Oraisa, there's something wrong. Chazal tells when something is asim and derisa, it's metamtem as a lev, it stuffs up the heart. The ruchni is the heart, that a person should feel, kedusha and taira. So you can't charge me for eating an isa derisa. You can't say, well, I ate it, so I don't have to get back the money for it. Because what I ate is a ruchni is the kind of poison. Masha enken, if it's only an isa derabana. So what I ate, I don't get back the money for. What can you compare that to? Let's say a boy walked in and he didn't realize. The Rebbe said not to eat the candy. He thought the candy's there to take, and he takes it and eats it. So Lemaisa, what happened? No real damage is done. He didn't violate the words of the Rebbe. He didn't know what the Rebbe said. It wasn't like his chutzpah dictated to the Rebbe. And the candy itself, there's nothing wrong with. So if someone eats an Issa D'Rabbanan not knowing it was an Issa D'Rabbanan, there's no reason that the seller should have to refund the money. But for an Issa D'Raisa, then the answer is yes. Again, you can take a look at the Sefer Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim. He describes the mitzvah of a king, and he explains this idea in great detail.